The Boris Johnson era is coming to a close. Under tremendous pressure, Johnson was forced to agree to step down as leader of Britain's Conservative Party this morning, making way for a new prime minister. For more, we turn to NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Juana.
Frank, this was another huge day in British politics. What did Johnson say today about why he was resigning?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Juana. He didn't want to go, and he said so. He presented himself as kind of a victim of his own party. He said he wanted to stay on to serve the British public, but his party wouldn't let him. And this is how he put it.
And in the last few days, I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls. I regret not to have been successful in those arguments.
So, Frank, did you hear him take any responsibility at all for his own downfall?
No, he did not. And he said he's not leaving until the party chooses a new leader, who, of course, will become the UK's new prime minister.
Okay. And what do people there think of that, this idea that Johnson wants to stay on for a while? And also, how would that even work?
Yeah, so they don't like it. I mean, his party was doing everything to get him out this week. Today, number 10 Downing Street says that Johnson will serve as a caretaker prime minister, basically. And he won't implement any new policies, no major financial decisions. Now, of course, Juana, there's a lot of skepticism because of Johnson's history of breaking rules and norms. And John Major, he's former conservative prime minister here, he calls this whole idea unwise, which is, you know, British understatement for like a terrible way to do something. And Major, he wrote to party leaders today saying, here's the quote, "Some will argue his new cabinet will restrain him. I merely note that his previous cabinet did not or could not do so."
Okay, Frank, you have covered Johnson for years now. So I have to ask you, what do you think it was that ultimately brought him down?
You know, I know this is going to sound really quaint these days, but I think this is true. It was failure to tell the truth. And this has been a hallmark of Johnson's career. You go back when he worked for the Times of London as a journalist, he was fired for making up quotes. He was fired from a job later when he was in the Conservative Party for lying about an affair. But I think what may have happened is, you know, when you become prime minister, there's a lot more scrutiny and the stakes are a lot higher. You know, he didn't tell the truth about parties that his staff were throwing during the pandemic that violated the government's own COVID rules. And that really upset people here, who most of whom had followed the rules, in some cases didn't say goodbye to loved ones who were dying of COVID. The final scandal, the one that really toppled him today, he appointed a man who was accused of sexual harassment to a position of power in the party, but he denied that he'd known about the claim. That turned out not to be true. Now, today, Juan, I went down this morning to number 10 Downing Street, and I ran into a guy named David Summers. And he's a Johnson supporter. He's a retired cattle farmer from the southwest of England. And he told me that he really liked some of Johnson's policies, but the lies, as David Summers put it, changed his mind.
He did really well on COVID, bringing in vaccines. We were ahead of the world on that one. He's backed Ukraine to the hilt, but the mistakes are just one or two lies he told he should have been honest about. And now they've come out of the cupboard and bitten on the backside.
All right. So I assume there's a lot of speculation already. Who will run to replace Johnson and what could that contest look like?
Yeah, everybody's watching this really closely. I was talking to Nicholas Allen today. He teaches politics at Royal Holloway, University of London. And this is what he thinks is going to happen.
There are a lot of very ambitious politicians who now fancy their chances at becoming prime minister. So it's probably more likely than not that there will be a very messy and distracting leadership contest that will last a couple of months.
And we'll be watching a number of people, the current defense minister who was out in front on arming Ukraine, the foreign secretary. Then there's Sajid Javid, former health secretary, Rishi Sunak, former UK secretary, and Nadeem Zahawi, who's now the current secretary of the Treasury, basically. And one thing is Javid and Sunak, they're children of immigrants from South Asia. Zahawi is born in Iraq. Any of those would bring a very different perspective to number 10 Downing Street.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Thank you.
Great to talk, Juana.